you guys try something else. Let's see, si ya bu ta da.
Ah, yeah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once more, Lord, we humble ourselves coming unto thee. We said thank you for providing another opportunity that we can come to your house and give you honor and glory, O God. Because David says, I was so glad when they say, let us come to the house of the Lord. It's where we get what we expect. It's where we get the real shepherd, not the one that is not a shepherd. The one that is leading the sheep, like old Jesus, when he was leading the sheep were after him. That's what we were not the perfected of this world, that the sheep are leading the shepherd. Lord Jesus, thank you for once again that you have given us the songs of Zion that bless us, O God, that give us hope so that we can look forward and go forward with thee. And give you thee the glory and the honor. Without you, Lord, we don't know what can happen. We just depend unto thee. You are the source of our inspiration, O God. We depend unto thee daily, O Lord Jesus. That's why we said we need you more than ever, Lord, to accompany with us, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for your hand that is leading us, O God. The hand that is above us. That is directing us for going to the right places, O Lord Jesus. This is the right place that you will deal with us, O Lord Jesus. Thank you for each and everyone that have come this morning, not to come and listen to anyone, but come to listen unto thee, O God. Lord, because you are the only one that we depend unto thee, O God. Thank you. We ask your blessing to each and everything. We still under expectation for your word, O God. That will help us, O Lord Jesus, so that we go in this journey. Without your word, we are nothing, O Lord. That's why we said thank you for each and everything. Thank you for even the chorus leader that you have given unto us so that to lead us, to prepare us for your word. We ask everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Let's give God another big hand. Amen.
I like this song about heaven.
Because in heaven, you won't say, in heaven, you're not cute. In heaven, you look like me. You say, Sililelo Sugu.
Oh,
to hand over to the trustees and the deacons to take our tithes and offerings. Let's just say, Sewa Kile at least win. Amen. Sewa Kile at least win.
Yeah.
to see Parama Yehovah, Parama Yehovah. I think the deacon is on his way. Parama
before the time began. remain standing. Let us ask Brother Watt just to say a word of prayer for the offering. While we bow our heads.
Amen. Shall we pray? Oh, precious Heavenly Father God, we deem this again, O God, a privilege and an honor, O God, to be gathered in your house, O God. Father God, we are grateful and thankful this morning, O Lord, for we are blessed beyond measure, O God. Father God, we come before you this morning, O God, and we thank you, O Lord, Father God. Father God, we come and we bring the tithes and the offerings before you, O God. We pray, O God, bless it to the furtherance of your kingdom, O God. Bless those that could give, O God, and bless those that couldn't give, O God. Father God, because you see the hearts this morning, O God. Father God, you know us, O God. Father, and we say thank you now, Lord. Father God, we come and we pray now, Lord, for the word that will go forth, O God. O Lord, that you touch every heart, O God. Father God, that we'll be moved, O God. Father God, and we trust, O God, that we will not leave this place the same this morning, O Lord. Father God, for, O Lord, your word promises us, O Lord. Father God, that, O Lord, you've got only good thoughts in store for us, O God. And we thank you this morning, O Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this message, O God. Father God, for, O Lord, it's only filled with faith, O God, and promises, O God. And we look forward, O God, until we meet that day, O God. We say thank you, Lord, Father God. We hand over the service into thy mighty hand this morning, O God. We say thank you now, Lord. Father God, we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray now. Amen.
Amen. We may be seated. While we greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we appreciate this morning to be together again. Just a few things before we call upon the word. Firstly, I think Brother Masizi is a little bit late. He's got a problem with his car. I think he will come and join us a little bit later. And then apologies here also from Brother Mahlavi. I'm told that he says he has not been working at the hospital. Now he's got a call out. He's not going to be able to be here. Brother Mahlangu. And I'm told that Sister Oliphant went back. She's in the Cape. So those are the names. And then a special welcome to Brother Jimmy Sitagane. Is it? Am I right? Oh, okay. That's Brother Jimmy at the back there. So God bless you. So is it Sitagane your surname?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you, sir. And then we thank each and every one of you. And then last but not least, I think we spoke about the conference for this year. And then there are a few changes that it won't be in, what do you call this place? Bedford. So it will be, it might be in Mamelodi or in Medunsa. So it's only two places that it can be. So obviously there won't be accommodation. It will be transport that will be moving from here to the place. And last but not least, they are asking for the kids, the ones that are outside there, that they go for Sunday school, and then they say, if you can meet, you can bring the kids at McDonald's, Safeways at 18 o'clock. Oh, yeah, at 6 p.m. on Friday. So Friday, the kids that are always having Sunday school with Sister Lorraine and Sister Mahlangu are invited to meet and just for social at McDonald's, Safeways, that is old game, at 18 o'clock. Oh, anything wrong? Oh, okay. Or maybe it's not social? Oh, God bless you, sir. maybe I might have said something wrong. So, yeah, it's just for together and be there. And the good part of it is for free, Masu. Okay. So it's at 6 o'clock, and they say every child is invited. But if it happens that you are the parent that you are bringing the child, you can have something to. If you are eating at McDonald's, also you are asked to bring something. So it's only the children that are for free. But if you are an adult and you enjoy your McDonald's, you can pay. Yes. So God bless you. And then I think, I'm done. So let us stand on our feet while we welcome our pastor. Let us sing any song while we welcome the man of God.
Siya bona, we greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Thank you. Brother Tulu is not feeling well. And then Brother Mzizi, his car broke down. Amen. So I don't know, maybe it was never meant that I should have an interpreter, but we'll see. Amen. But there is nothing out of character. Just give me a song and let me see what we can do. Just another song. Of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 5. That is 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 1. Amen. He found it written this manner. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Amen. And then let's just go to Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23. We'll just read only verse 23. If you found it, you can say amen. Amen. Okay, it reads in this manner, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your Holy Spirit, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And this Brother Washington just comes and say a word of prayer for us. Amen. Brother Patsy, if you can help Brother Mzizi. Amen. God bless you.
Shall we pray? Most Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for granting this opportunity, Father, to commune around your word. Said where two or three are gathered around your word, be amongst them. Father, we thank you for the ministration of your word.
Yes.
We want to thank you this morning, Father. We are most privileged people, Father, just to know we are sitting around with a heavenly host, Father. We want to pray this morning, Heavenly Father, as the word has been read. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, it takes a man to read the word.
Yes.
But it takes the Holy Spirit to give the interpretation thereof, Father.
Exactly.
We pray, Heavenly Father, this morning as we have come in your house, we pray that you speak into our hearts, Father.
Mm.
For that is where your throne is. This morning, Father, we want to thank you. For we know, as your word is saying, that you say the word that there shall be light, Father, Heavenly Father, at the end of time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, this is the light that we have. This is the light that makes us to fellowship around your word. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, that when the word is going to be revealed this morning, Father, we see ourselves. We see our places in the body of Jesus Christ, Father. That when we leave this place, we know for surely that Heavenly Father has spoke to our hearts. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, as a man of God, he's laboring behind the desk. We pray that when he speaks, Father, he speaks the oracles of God. Heavenly Father, we know the inspiration comes only from thee, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, we might see the flesh, but Heavenly Father, what comes out of the flesh is only you, God. As you said, you have chosen man, Father. This morning, Father, there we are as human beings, Father.
Yes.
But Father, you've invested in us, Father.
Exactly.
Everything, your hope and trust, you're trusting in us, Father, that we won't let you, want to let you down, Father, this morning.
Yes.
We want to thank you, Father, as the man of God, as he shall speak. Let it not be, Heavenly Father, let it be upon our hearts, Father, that when we leave this place, Father, we surely say, did not our hearts burn within us as we speak along the way? We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for you gave us, Father, as you say, the pastor is a local prophet to the church. We pray this morning. The minstrel has been sung. This minstrel has been played. We pray that he prophesied to us this morning.
Yes,
we pray
from
everything
so.
In our hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you richly. Amen. As you take your seats. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This morning we want to speak about the spirit world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As they normally say, what you see is only 10% of what you don't see.
10%
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a world that is not seen. And that is why we want to speak about that world this morning. You're being influenced from somewhere. Do we agree with that? If you are a believer, you are being influenced by the heavenly atmosphere. And if you are an unbeliever, you are being influenced somewhere else as well. Amen. But we are going to look at those things here. Amen. If I could have my slides there on the board. Amen. So Paul says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty.
Amen.
We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. That means we have just despised those things. Hallelujah. And he says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. We've got the God of this world, and we need not to worship him. Amen. As we're talking on Wednesday, that as God, as we came into existence, and as we came into existence, we changed God's status. We said God was Elohim, which means he was the self-existing one. He was there reigning from eternity to eternity. As we normally say, this pulpit is not self-existing. It was a wood. And before it was a wood, maybe it was a tree. And before it was a tree, it was a seed. And before it was a seed, it was an atom. Before it was an atom, it was a weight. And before it was a weight, it was a thought in God's mind. So you are able to trace it back to God.
Amen.
But with God, you can never trace anything beyond him. He was there alone as Elohim. And when he had the subjects and they began to worship him, the prophet said the first thing that he created were angels. And when they were created, then they started worshiping him, and then he became God. And then later he had Adam and Eve, which was a family. Then he became
Jehovah.
And later he had children, which is us. Then he became the Father. Hallelujah. Later, then he came into the body. Then he became the Son. And later he came into us. He was the Holy Spirit. But it is the same God. Amen. And when you look at, maybe if we can use an analogy, when you look at the, specifically when you look at the sun, it's made up of heat, light, and chemical action. You can see the light, but you can't feel the light. You feel the heat, but you can't see the heat. And when the sun moves upon the face of the earth, it brings its seeds into maturity. That is the chemical reaction. But you can never say you've got the heat only, or you've got the light only. All those things, they constitute the sun. I hope we are together. So you can't have the sun without the heat. We can't have the sun without the light. You can't have the sun without the chemical. But those things, they don't make the sun to be three. The Son is still one. So you've got the Father, you've got the Son, you've got the Holy Ghost. It doesn't make them three gods. It makes them It's the same God who's got the three offices. So that's how we find God. And I'd say anything can become God. Actually, anything that you love higher than the one that created you becomes your God. I hope we are together. Now, let us check it in this manner. Then this God created, I want to speak on this spirit world. Then this God created Lucifer. And when he created this Lucifer was not the Satan to begin with. Lucifer was a religious being. He was actually an archangel. I hope we are together. He was a religious being. Originally, the word Lucifer, it speaks about the morning star. It was an angelic being. Now, when this Lucifer, how he became Satan, he wanted to build a better kingdom than that of Michael. And from that time, he became an adversary, an enemy. The word Satan means an adversary. Then
Lucifer
then became Satan. And to justify his position, he accused God. And in accusing God, he became the devil. Because the word devil means an accuser. And he became both Satan and the devil. I hope we are together. And when that war broke out, then we find out that he was chucked out of heaven. And from that time, the Bible said, there remaineth no place for him in heaven. But I know a lot of times we say he fell because of pride. That is partly true. But the greatest ambition of the devil from time immemorial, he wanted to be worshipped. And I want to say he has not given up on that goal. Even today, he still wants to be worshipped. And you know, a carnal interpretation of these things, when we didn't know, we thought the devil is something with horns and with a big tail. That's a theological junk. The devil is a spirit. God is a spirit. And the war is spiritual. And you and I, although we are in a physical body, but we are spiritual beings. Our battle is raging in a spirit realm. I hope we are together. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet of God says in the message Revelation, book of Revelation, he says angelic beings, paragraph 5:5, angelic beings associated together.
Paragraph 5:5,
I hope you get that. I just had to drop it right down there. If you've got the Holy Spirit in you, then you are a candidate for association with the unseen world and the supernatural. When you've got God's Spirit in you, then you are a candidate for an association with the supernatural and unseen world. I hope we are together. And I said the devil was a religious being. And you'll understand where I'm coming with this. The devil knows the corners of heaven better than anybody else. Actually, even better than the preacher. preachers sometimes. He knows the right songs that were sung in heaven. He knows the order of heaven. He has been exposed to the order of worship. And the devil is not a drunkard. But the devil is a religious being. I hope we are together. Because a lot of times when we speak about the devil, then the people think about a poor prostitute, and they think about a poor drunkard. But I want to tell you, that's one aspect. But a big room of it, the devil is a spiritual, is a religious being. The devil can walk, can go to church. And the devil can have a church. And can preach in his church. And if the devil can have a church and preach in his church, and with an experience that he has, that he used to be an archangel, that means because he's a master of counterfeits, he can rise up something that looks so close to the original, but it is not the original. Because the spirit, the Bible says, in the end time the spirit will be so close. And if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. So that means in the end time, the original and the counterfeit, they will be so close and they will look so much alike. And if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. So that means there would be a church of God, and they would be a church of the devil, and they would be so close. Unless you've got the spiritual discernment, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the two. And today you are beginning to see that this earth is now beginning even to be physically invaded by the spirit world. And as well, in the spirit world, there are two aspects of the spirit world. There is a spirit world that is influenced by heaven. And there is a spirit world that is influenced by the devil. And today you are beginning to see that heaven has emptied itself upon the earth. And you are beginning to see that hell has emptied itself upon the earth.
So,
it shows that the whole for the two forces are now going to the extreme. And they are manifesting themselves upon the face of the earth. I mean, in all fairness, if you go to a church and the pastor makes you to eat a snake, how does that help you? It's a demonic activity disguising itself as a spiritual movement. And the tragedy is that people are falling for those things. So today, I'm not so much worried about what miracle is happening. Because you must remember, the devil is an angel. He seems like an angel of light as well. He can do signs and wonders as well. But what will bring what will be a separating point? What will be a point of differentiation between what the devil does in a religious realm and what God does in the spiritual realm? It will be his weight. The weight will separate the two. And if you were a thought of God that was expressed in this season, happens, then you will become the weight, and the weight in you will discern as to what is the right thing. This is the time, and I can put it even in the message for that matter. This is not a time where you just relax and say, I'll go to church. Because churches are driven by spirits. You don't just need to be in church and they sing Amazing Grace, you are satisfied. You need to have a spiritual discernment as well. And then what is the spirit that is operating here? Because as I normally say, a retired engineer will obviously start an engineering business. An angel that used to be an angel and was chucked out. When he starts, he will start a church as well. And the Bible speaks about it, that the devil has got a church. But I'm glad that they say the predestinated ones shall never be deceived. Now we've got the seven dimensions here. And as you remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And later he said, let there be light. And there was light. So a light is a dimension on its own. And the matter is a dimension. And time is a dimension. And science is a dimension. So you and I, we are predominantly conscious of these four dimensions. We can pick up the cell phone and phone somebody. And we know that the waves, they travel through the fourth dimension. The waves. And as we are speaking here, in this church right now, I don't know what is happening currently, but if there is a soccer match somewhere, as we are speaking in this church, there are people playing soccer. You can't see them. They are there. But for you to be able to bring them into a visible form, then you've got to put your television and put your satellite dish. Then it brings that picture that is already there so that your natural eye can pick it up. It doesn't exist when you see it. It exists even if you don't see it. And I can tell you that people are playing soccer here. And you can dispute it and say, but how do you know? But when I bring the television and I bring the satellite dish, then it shows Orlando Pirates and Chiefs playing. Then you say, aha, now I see. The picture was already there. I just need an instrument to pick up the unseen world and make it to be seen to you. And then after you see it, then you say, now I see it. In the same breath, there are angels of God here. They are going up and down. And if you don't believe it, then I as well need an instrument that can be able enable you to pick up the unseen world and make it to be seen. You remember when, I think it was Elijah and Gehazi, and then as they were there, they saw the Syrians coming, and while they were looking, Elijah was looking into another world, and then Gehazi was looking at this world, and as he was looking, he compared himself with the Syrians. He saw just the two of them against the Syrian army, but
Elijah, he looked there, but he saw the heavenly host. He saw the chariots of fire. And he prayed and said, God, open the eyes of this lady. And when the eyes were open, then Gehazi realized many are were those that were with them than those that were with the Syrians. And today I can tell you exactly the same. We've got a heavenly host around us. When you are a believer, wherever you walk, you are not walking on your own. Heaven is there to protect you. You may not see it with your natural eyes, but by faith, you must know that it is there. I hope we are together. And the instrument for signs to pick up the pictures, the channels that are playing, maybe it is the antenna or the satellite dish, whatever it may be. But for a believer, it is that super sense. Your faith is the one that makes you to come in contact with the unseen world. Brother Branham goes further to say, as where you are sitting now, do you know that your theophany is right next to you? And he says, when you are sick, it comes and nudges against you. And if you were feeling depressed, but all of a sudden you feel happy, it's because your theophany is nudging itself against you. It creates an atmosphere around you. Actually, say your theophany is next to you to heal your body. But you need faith to be able to pick it up. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord are kept around those who fear his name. It doesn't say the people that are unbelievers, they don't have the angels. Only the believers have got angels. They are protecting them wherever they go. Now we've got those four dimensions that we are conscious of. But another dimension is there. I deliberately called it a paradise. Not the sixth dimension. Just to demonstrate what was happening here. Because there was a time where paradise was laying down here. And right there there was hell. And paradise was here. And there was a gulf in between them. And when they left the body, Lazarus and the rich man, they never lost their consciousness. Lazarus could still recognize the rich man. And the rich man could recognize Lazarus. But they were disembodied. And after they were disembodied, but they still retained their consciousness. They remembered where they came from. And we know that after Jesus died, his body was in the tomb, but his soul went down to the lowest parts of the earth. When he got down there, then he began to preach the gospel. And he preached the gospel to the doomed souls that refused to believe the gospel during the time of Noah. And from that time, we know that the believers and unbelievers, they could see each other, they could talk to each other. But one day, Jesus came down here and relocated them, the believers, and moved them to the paradise. Hallelujah. And while we are here, currently we don't have hell. We've got what we call the prison house. It is a waiting cell. But after the resurrection, or the general resurrection, then John says, I saw the books were opened. And the people were judged according to their works. And now they were thrown into the lake of fire. That is hell now. But currently, when you die, then you, if you are a believer, you go up there to paradise. But if you are an unbeliever, you come down here. They call it a sleep paralysis. Hallelujah. When you get into that state, you are between being conscious and being unconscious. It's as if you are sleeping, but you are not sleeping. It seems like a nightmare. Then you fall into the bottomless pit. Until such time, you will appear at the day of judgment. Let's make it in this manner. Now, when I think it was in Souls That In Prison, where the brother Branham, he was with his friend, and a shot went off. And he was shot. And he was unconscious. Then he was taken to the hospital. And when he was in the hospital, then he began to leave the body. And after he left the body, he went into the regions of the lost. And it says, as I got there, it was a godless atmosphere. It was a holiness was not there. And it says, I began to cry. I cried for my mother, and my mother wasn't there. I cried for my father, my father wasn't there. I cried for God, God wasn't there. And it said, it was just a bottomless pit. He kept on falling without reaching the surface. And when he was there, then he saw beings. He saw some women there. And when he saw them, he looked at them, he said it was horrible. And the sounds that they made, it was horrible. He was just a 7-year-old boy as this was happening. And later, he says, when I was there, I cried for God. And when I cried for God, and God responded and took him out of that place, and he came back here. 40 years later, he was at J.C. Penney Mall. And as he was there, then the women were coming down up on an escalator, and they were busy talking. And as they were talking, when he looked at them, 40 years later, he saw exactly what he saw when he was 7 years old. And he said, my brother, hell is upon the face of the earth. Hell has emptied itself upon the face of the earth. What does it mean? It means here where we are, there are people that are being influenced by hell itself. And things that you read about in Daily Sun, 20 years and 50 years back, they couldn't happen. But things that are hair raising are beginning to happen. It's because hell has been emptied out. And actually, I need to say this. No one is neutral this morning. You are being influenced from somewhere. If you are, either you are being influenced from above, or you are being influenced from the under, but you are not neutral this morning. But I'm glad that as a believer, you are being influenced from above. And if hell has emptied itself, then that means heaven has emptied itself. Because the scripture says, the Lord himself shall descend. So heaven has emptied itself. Hell has emptied itself. And there is a direct combat between these two forces. And actually today, we are not going to speak about church and so and so, whether Lighthouse Tabernacle or what Tabernacle or what church We only speak about two forces. The force of the devil and the force of God, they are in direct combat. I hope we are together. Only two churches upon the face of the earth. The church of God, the church of the devil. Only two types of people. The children of God and the children of the devil. And there is a direct combat. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says, we are not just fighting against flesh and blood, but it's the battle that we are fighting. It is a spiritual battle. And sometimes there will be moments where you feel drained. You will wake up in the morning and not feel refreshed and feel tired. It's because this battle is raging 24/7. But I'm glad that our captain, he is always available to give us the military secrets. I hope we are together. Now, when you are a believer and you die, then you go into paradise. Hallelujah. Paradise is a region of the blessed. Hallelujah. As you get disembodied, immediately you get ushered into paradise. Hallelujah. And right there, there is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. It is just sublime. There is no calendar there. There is no hatred there. There is no cleanishness being there. It is just peace. It is just love there. Because that is where God reigns there. That's where the believers are there. So when we are here, on this dimension or on this earth, either we are being influenced from here or we are being influenced from here. But there is something that I want to show you. Heaven is not somewhere where you fly. Actually, going to heaven, it may be even less than a split of a second. Wherever you are, heaven is there. But you cannot access it. You cannot see it. You cannot talk with them. But it is there. As much as I say, there are channels running here. Could be a music show. Could be a soccer play. It could be whatever it is there. But for us to pick up that channel, we must have an instrument. And as I'm speaking here, heaven is here. Where you want to go, it's not some far place away, but heaven is right where you are. And when something happens, and maybe you get involved in an accident, immediately, in a split of a second, you will be in heaven. You will get into another body and into another dimension and walk into that dimension. It's not far away. It is just a breath away. This is wonderful. That means what we are waking for is not some, it's not some pie in the sky, but it is a reality. And wherever we go, and there are some times where that atmosphere of that place, it just consumes you. That's why you have the songs that you have. It's the influence coming from that side. That's why there are days when you are blessed. It's because that place, you are rubbing against another dimension. There's coming a time where time will be no more, and we usher into eternity. And that's why we believe this gospel. But here, what he says, in the message of the Hebrews, he says, the veil is the flesh. Hallelujah. Don't know if you can just activate this for me. This next slide or previous slide. There we go. Amen. The prophet taught us that we are a triune being. Hallelujah. But it doesn't mean that you are three people. But you are a triune being. You've got a soul. You've got the spirit. You've got the body. And you've got the gates. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you remember, God told Moses, you will not worship the Lord thy God at any of the gates. But you will worship the Lord at the place at which he has placed his name. And that's where you will worship God. Now we've got the gates. And I want to say this. It doesn't matter. This is not based on feelings. God, the gospel is not a feeling driven. If you find somebody saying the Holy Spirit poured upon me until I feel it in my toe, that's far off the target. Because you can still feel it and die and still go to hell. I hope we are together. It's not something that we taste. You can't taste the gospel. It's not something that sometimes you can see. It's not something that you can touch. And it's not something that you can hear sometimes. These five gates were given to the human race not to worship God, but to be able to contact their earthly environment. I hope we are together. And after you've been given these things, then in the spirit realm, then you've got your inlets as there. You've got your imagination, your conscience, memory, affection, and reasoning. And as well, you are not supposed to worship God at any of these gates. Hallelujah. And that is why, because people now worship at the gate of imagination. They just imagine things these days. There's some they worship at the gate of reasoning. That's why the Bible is being revised only yearly. We are not supposed to worship at any of these gates. And right when you come into the innermost, then you've got the soul. And as I normally say, you do not have a soul, but you are a soul that has a body. And the reason we say it in that manner is to drive to you the essence of who you are. You are not a body. You are not a spirit. But you are a soul. And when you die, when you will say you are being disembodied, then that means that the soul leaves the body and is ushered into the realms of eternity. And I want to put it this way. Christianity is not just a conduct here where you just become a good person. You can still be a good person but not be part of heaven. You can still be good in the spirit and have a good spirit but still not have a part with him. But God is interested in the control room. God is interested here because whoever controls here, he controls the entire structure. The tragedy today, you've got believers that are believers here. They are Christians here, but they are not Christians here. I hope we are together. And that's why you see things that are happening. You've got the preachers today that are preachers here, but they are not preachers here. What did they bring here? It seems like it is of God. But what drives them them here, it is of the devil. But you as a believer, you need, God must be resident in your soul, so that when you meet the Spirit, you are able to test the Spirit. And today people are gullible. They just take whatever comes their way. That's why we see a lot of, we hear a lot of things. I can tell you, and I will tell you, these prophets that are coming now that make people eat snakes, eat grass. I mean, the other time he just spoke to the church and said they must behave like snakes, and they were busy there crawling on the floor. When you look at that, that is not the gospel. But you know what is happening? These preachers, when you go and check, one was exposed somewhere. They've got a sangoma there in Ghana, and he's proud, he's saying, I'm giving preachers power. And when they leave there from a sangoma, then they go somewhere, then they open a church. So it is just a sangoma that has a church, and it performs miracles. And if you are after miracles, you are taken by that. But I am not here for a miracle, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word put on flesh. I am after the Word, because the devil can do miracles. So every boy today, if he drops out of school, he looks for a sangoma, and the sangoma works some stuff on him, and he opens a tent, and young girls are there rolling on the floor. It's such a terrible sight. And people, because of my people perish because of lack of knowledge, when they see that, they think it's the gospel. That's not the gospel. The gospel must transform you from within. And the gospel goes parallel with holiness. And a lot of times, even before you go far, if you want to test whether a movement or a teaching has got substance to it, check whether it does it have holiness. Because the devil can impersonate miracles. The devil can impersonate anything, but he will never impersonate holiness. Because holiness is God himself. I don't care what you preach. I want to be interested how you live after we have said whatever you have said. And today, I'm not interested in what these preachers are saying. I'm interested in their lives when they are off the pulpit. How is their life? The only thing that can restore man back to his original position, it is the Word of God. Not psychology, not a miracle, none of those things, but the Word of God. And for you to be restored by the Word, you must have become part of the Way wherever you come from. That means when we say in the beginning was the Way, you must be in that Way. And the Word was with God, you must be in that Way. And the Word was God, you must be in that Way. And the Word was made flesh, you must be in that Way. Anything less than that, the devil will defeat you. And that's why we know the devil. We know when he was created. He can never mislead us, because we are the attributes of God. When he was there as Elohim, you know, the word Elohim, it has a plural element to it. Because it was not only him, but he contained his attributes. We made him Elohim because we were in him. And it was expressed in the form of a logos, and we were in that logos. And that logos became a theophany. We were in that theophany. That theophany became a body of Christ, and on the cross, when the Roman soldier took a spear and pierced his side, we were separated from him. He used to contain us, but today, now we contain him, because it is a partnership. There was a time when you saw him, and there was a time when you did not see us. But now you see us, you don't see him. It's because now he's in us. And that is the gospel. The gospel is that life that was in Jesus, it must be in us. Not the gimmicks that we see in the
end.
And the people are disparate. I think that the people are more disparate to preserve this body than to preserve their souls. That's why they are worried about this miracle. But let me tell you something. There can be a miracle in the body. And when you die, you can still go to hell. But I want to say to you, when there is a soul miracle, it is an irreversible miracle. It will start in you and it will end up in eternity. And I can say you can be healed today, but you will be sick. Lazarus was called from the dead. And Arthur was called from the dead. Did he live eternally? He died at some point in time. The only time where you live eternally is when the word comes into your soul and transforms you and make you a believer, then you are heaven bound. But today, believers are worried with the image. We go to a church, it's just a bunch of rituals. And today I want to say, what you project, unless it is projected from here, it will fail at some point in time. Because it is just mechanical. It's just a human effort. But when God comes in you, when the word becomes flesh in you, you live Christian life unconsciously. You don't tick the boxes. Did I swear at somebody? No. It is natural. It is who you are. You can't help it but to be that. And today where we are, because the Bible says the whole creation is now groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. This is a time of manifestation. Everything must come to the surface. Some people normally say, hey, people change. People don't change. Time reveals people. And today, as time goes by, things will come to the surface that you have never thought of. Within movements, within churches, within lives of people, because this is a time where everything must manifest what it is.
Amen.
Hope we are together. But you will not worship the Lord at any of these gates. But you will worship the Lord at the place at which he has chosen to place his name. It is not this building. Hallelujah. It's not some building somewhere. Where God has chosen to place his name, it's in Christ Jesus. Not in some structural building. And every believer that wants to worship must come into that. Now, I say, we've got the spirit world. Today, demons are upon the face of the earth. When that war broke out in heaven, then the angels were chucked out. 2/3 of heaven was chucked out. And you know that a demon is a fallen angel. And now these demons, they've got a personality. They can speak and respond and give answers. And the only time where they become operational, they must find a body. A disembodied demon does no harm. But when it gets a body, a demon is dangerous. Now these demons, they hover around the world. And you've got different kinds. You've got physical demons where they come into you and they've got a physical manifestation. All the diseases that the medical science has given beautiful names to, actually, down when you drill down to the bottom of it, is demons. A cancer on its own, the way it comes into you, we are taught that it's a spirit of darkness, and it comes and it attacks the cell. It indwells that cell. That cell begins to die and receive the spirit, the life of this spirit. And from that time, that cell replicates itself by killing other cells and while replicating itself. Now, when the doctor comes, he sees a cancer, maybe that has eaten part of your face. But before it ate your face, it was a spirit that got into the cell, and then from the cell, it affected the part of your body. The reason the doctor cannot fix it is because this demon, it kills the cells, and the only one that can heal cancer, that's why they've got what we call radiation. When they say you go for radiation, it's simply that they burn cancerous cells so that it should not replicate itself. But look at it, it's in this manner. They do not create new cells. But when God comes and divinely heals you, He creates a new set of cells. And when He creates a new set of cells, then you become healed. But what happens first, the prophet teaches us, it will be God's spirit going into the cell, fighting with the spirit of cancer that is in the cell, and drives the spirit away, and you remain only with the symptom, but that spirit of God that is in that cell, that has tucked out the spirit of the David, has got the creative power, then it creates a new set of cells. Then as a believer, you raise your hand and say, I'm healed. Because God is a builder, the devil is a destroyer. Let us receive God in our life. You know, medical science. The reason they are not able to find cure for HIV. Do you know these demons, they work in a funny way? Or before I go to HIV, let me just share with you. You know why, when the doctor gives you antibiotic and say, make sure you finish it? Hallelujah. How many have ever heard that? And how many finish their medication? Amen. I'm guilty of that. I mean, when a doctor gives us a pile of medication, I just count and say, in 2 days I'll be fine. And you know that in every house, there is a
There is a cabinet.
Une cabinet.
Cabinet, yeah.
Yeah, a cabinet.
Yo. Okay. Yeah. That cabinet.
Lelo cabinet lelo.
It has transformed the mamas into domestic doctors.
Yenza oh mama babe abodokotela basekhaya.
Amen. You must remember as men, if you see us going to the doctor's practice.
Uma ubona thina njengama doctor siya endawo ebhedlela zabodokotela.
You must know that I failed first.
Owazi ukuthi ngihlulekile kuqala.
To resolve the issue.
Ukuthi ngilungise lonke inga leyo.
I tried my wife, she failed.
Azama inkosikazi wami wahluleka nayo.
I tried Google, it failed.
Azama uGoogle wahluleka nayo.
And when I really show up, things are really bad.
Uma sengivela kudokotela kuyabheda.
Amen. How many have got pharmacists in the houses?
Bangaka yabana ba pharmacy ekhaya na.
Amen. Just make sure you check expiry date.
Oh, bear food expiry date ukuthi imithi yakho ona iphelela isikhathi nini.
Last week I had flu.
Even if I'm the flu.
And I opened the pharmacy.
Ngasemfuli pharmacy yasekhaya.
And I checked. We already know, doc. We already know that where are those antibiotics?
Siyazi ukuthi ama antibiotics atholakala kuphi?
Where's those painkillers? And I realized that they had expired. Amen. So just make sure that you do stock take there. You'll drink expired medication. And when you rock up at the doctor's practice, you are sick. You've even drunk expired medication. Then you'll know that doctors are really rough. Amen.
Amen.
So we've got those. The reason the doctor says finish the antibiotic is not because he robs you of your home pharmacy.
Hallelujah,
because you are there for stocking to fill up the stock at home. The reason it says you need to consume the whole of it. If you can drink the medication half through and not complete the medication, what happens is that the virus that is in your system, it gets used to the medication that you are taking. So actually, I don't know whether they want you to hit it fast and be done with it. But if you miss taking the medication, it adapt to that prescription. And that's why you've got different types of antibiotics. It will be used to this one. And if you're not well, then the doctor will change the medication. If the reason he changes the medication is because a demon has changed the behavior. You want to know that? The reason they don't find cure for HIV AIDS is because that sickness, that virus, it changes form all the time. They can't keep up. Am I wrong, brother, Dr. Bazi? Hallelujah. So they can't find it. You cannot confine it to one stage. It changes itself. Some doctor was telling me and said, actually, it shows that this thing is it's something that is living. And I said, the doctor can only call it a virus. But we that are coming from this school, we know that it's not a virus, but it is a demon that the doctor calls it a virus. And if the doctor says there's nothing that can be done, we've tried our best. We remember the great physician that hung on the cross, that shed his own blood. That physician is able to heal an incurable disease. I'm not talking about being fine.
fanatical here. I'm talking about something with tangible results. And in this church, we are not irresponsible. We can't just come and say, stop your medication. No, you need to take your medication. But while we are praying, that when the physical doctor is busy, even the spiritual doctor must do something. And when he has done something, even the natural doctor will raise his hands and say, I've never seen this miracle. Not something that is done in some dark corner somewhere. Hallelujah. Because when we pray for you and we say you are healed, even the doctor that diagnosed must certify and say this person is healed. Hope we are together. Remember that blind girl that was blind and came. And as he came, the prophet prayed for her. And as he prayed for her, and then this girl, their eyes came, and as they were moving, Brother Bram says, stop. Which color of eyes do you want? And say blue eyes. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's got blue eyes, he's got brown eyes, he's got black eyes. You just request.
Unamehla blue a brown a black when uvela
uqele. It's a great session.
Amen. Ukusejana omkhulu.
Hallelujah. Now these demons, they come, they take the physical realm. And when they take the physical realm, this is how they do. Then they manifest themselves in a form of TB. Then they manifest themselves in a form of epilepsy, diabetic, and all those things. But basically, those are demons. We cast them out. Hallelujah. And then there is it's a physical realm. Then there is demons that come in religious realms. And these ones are very enticing. These are religious demons. They have studied the right thing and they are here to copycat the right thing. That's why you see them coming with different kinds of miracles that are questionable. And stay with me here. Hallelujah. When you go into these meetings, some miracles are staged. Amen. We pay people and say, you come with your wheelchair on Sunday. You come with your crutches on Sunday. Umkandi wa in Zimbabwe put a balloon on a woman. Amen. And they were there. And then they come and say, brother, in the name of Jesus, stand up. And a man stands out of a wheelchair. Hallelujah. And people clap their hands. Spiritual gimmicks. When they come to this one of balloons, as I told you, there was somebody behind deflating the balloon as the man of God is praying. And people in numbers making excited. Hallelujah. Another one with crashes. When the real wheelchair man comes, the ushers, they block them. No. We are done. The man of God will only attend to this one. Because it is staged. Religious demons indwelling preachers carrying this book. misleading millions. You know why they're being misled? They've got no standard. They fall for anything that comes their way. As we are not interested, as I said, if a man walks out of a wheelchair, we'll say, God bless you, brother. It's a miracle. But what do you teach? Where do you come from? How do you live? And the life will tell us of the spirit that is driving this man. But you need to have a spiritual discernment, not just to fall for anything. So we see religious demons. They are coming. There is a proliferation of them around the globe. And for goodness, women are the ones that fall for this thing. But we need women that can be spiritually discerning. Not just to follow and say, man of God, only to find his man of the devil. You must have a spiritual discernment. What I believe about this man, what does it produce in my life? Does it produce the same quality of Christianity that was in Jesus? Or it produces something different. You need to be spiritually discerning. Gone are those days where you just stuck into church and say, because they sing Amazing Grace, you join in. You need to churches have got spirits. May find a pastor is a pastor by day, witch by night. But the eagle will never be caught up in that environment. The eagle is only eats the spiritual fresh manna. It will be able to discern that this is something is not right. You remember that the eagle that was caught up with the chickens and it behaved like them, but something was not right. It looked at the life and said, but this is not the right life. There must be a better life somewhere. You can't keep on scratching the surface. I need meat. You must have really shaken that mother chicken. This chicken is one's meat. Foreign language amongst the chickens. The next day it says, no, but I wish I could just be there and just saying in the sky. Who have you ever seen in the sky? It was the nature taking its place. It depends who you are. If you are an eagle, you will respond like an eagle until a time came when the mother eagle remembered, I have got a son somewhere, and he flew over the mountain. That is, I have over the wilderness until the little eaglet heard a sound, and it was a certain sound, and looked up and saw the mother eagle and said, I want to come over there. And the mother eagle said, come up. How do I come? What is all? Slip your wings open. And the eagle took off. And the chickens were looking. Is he coming back? No, sir. Went beyond the clouds. And belonged there in heavenly places. If you are an eagle, you will never be confined in those environments.
Amen.
No man will make you drink petrol. You might drink it for a while, but at some point in time you will ask and say, but no. You'll begin to ask uncomfortable questions. Pastor, how does this petrol help us spiritually? And because they won't answer you, they will call you and say, "Devil." Because when a pastor doesn't know how to answer a sheep, he calls it a devil. Then you begin to see that it's two different natures.
Amen. But the saints will never be deceived. So you've got those demons. They are now running at your churches. They are opening up. Churches are mushrooming.
Amen.
On weekly basis. New International.
New International Church.
End Time Ministries.
End Time Ministry Church.
You know why?
Yes,
it's the devil.
Satan.
You remember Jim Jones? How many know Jim
Jones? Jim
Jones was in Guyana.
Oh, Jim Jones was in Guyana.
Actually, before he went to Guyana, he used to reside in California.
California.
And they had a good program in the church where they were feeding the poor, the destitute, and so forth. He became a very charismatic man during his time until he could not become a governor in California without being endorsed by Jim Jones.
Amen.
Until you could not become a governor without being endorsed by Jim Jones. And because he did good work in that community. And he moved. And moved the church to a land called, where Guyana, they called it Jonestown. And he relocated with almost over 900
people.
Tell them to leave their churches. The end time is here. Took them to Guyana. And when they got there, then what happened there? The government became suspicious as to what is happening because there were incidents of abuse that were going on. But in the front, things were fine. But at the back, I don't know whether have you ever been, you know, some restaurants where you eat, if they can take you to the kitchen, you won't go there anymore.
Amen.
The ambience is fine. Tablecloths are beautiful.
There
are good candles there. The waitresses are well dressed, neat. Amen. But in the kitchen, the chef is sweating.
Sometimes
he takes the tablecloth. Things are dear, Megarde. Amen. But there, they say, coffee tea.
Coffee tea.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Amen. When they go there, when they lift, I almost mentioned the name of the store, but I realized that I'm on recording. Amen. Many years back when I was a Coca-Cola rep, because we are allowed to go at the back. Then I went to the storeroom and I lifted a box. The brown soldiers that were running. A very reputable restaurant. Mang Puma, I saw people with a queue.
When I left, I
said, "God have mercy."
don't know what's happening there in the kitchen. If you can really go into the kitchen, the same with the church. You come, it's nice. We sing Amazing Grace, the beautiful songs, musicians in their place. But in some churches, you don't know what's happening in the kitchen with the ministry. What are they up to? What are they doing? It's a beautiful church. The pastor speaks nice English. Hallelujah. But at night, it's something else that happens. Hallelujah. So you see, if you know what's happening with some restaurants, you will not go there.
Amen.
Are we together? Now, these demons are starting churches.
You
men are rising up on the ministry. Hallelujah. And that is why the sangomas, they have just relaxed and know that our clients are busy on Sunday morning. They're preaching the gospel. And in the evening, they are here. We are sorting them out. Hallelujah. And when they go there, these mutis are working. People come in numbers. But you know, the real gospel, you are not drawn by a muti. And say, no one can come to the Son unless the Father draweth him. I hope we are together.
Amen.
So those things are mushrooming. It's a spiritual warfare. Amen. But we need people that can be discerning. Amen. The prophet says in the message,
faith,
in this world, in this building here, are evil spirits and war. When he used to do discernment, I'll put it in this way. Birds of the same feather flock together. When he came, there was a woman in the front. She had an arthritis, a demon. Arthritis spirit. He comes to the woman. And before he cast out the demon, he says there is a dark line that is connecting this woman with the woman at the back. He says, it is this arthritis spirit is calling out another arthritis spirit at the back and is crying out for help because I'm about to cast it out. Hallelujah. So it is in the service. Demons are communicating. And the prophet sees it in the unseen world. In the spirit world. In the same thing, I want to say to you, especially you that say love at first sight, sometimes it's just two adulterous spirits communicating. Because spirits are communicating. Amen. But we thank the prophet. He was able to bring out those things. And he says, and Christian anointed. And the angels of God encamped about them, energizing them with faith. As demons are going up and down, you've got a wall of protection as well. Angels of the Lord. protecting you and energizing your faith. And as a believer, there will be times where you are alone, but you feel like there is somebody in the house. It's not a thief. It's angels that are surrounding you. Sometimes you feel their presence. They are there to energize you. The angels of the Lord are encamped around those who fear His name. So in the spiritual warfare, we are protected. And when you are a believer, this is in closing, never ever be afraid of a witch. The witch won't do any harm. Because you are operating on a higher dimension. Hallelujah. You are unreachable. Wherever you go, you are protected. Hallelujah. The moment you begin to fear them, that means your faith has gone weaker. Because when your faith is richer and it is stronger, they don't matter at all. Actually, some of us, the way we live, you can say we are careless. Amen. Just in closing, another man made me laugh the other time. Amen. I'll just give a background. This is in closing. He resigned from his job. And after he resigned, he started a business. And the business opened an account with the company. And after a while, you know these days, especially when the business makes money, women come. Within 6 months, he was done. And after then, he phoned me and said, look, I'm looking for a job. And somebody had told him that, you know, there is a job here where this man works. And this man can hire you. And then when he phoned me, I said, hey, it's impossible. Because the company is looking for you as a bad debtor. So if we hire you, and later it comes up that actually that bad debtor is now an employee, they will look and say, who really employed this person? Or did you do a background check and so forth? So it will get me into trouble. I won't be able to do it. Then he became very angry with me. And later, after he was angry, I don't know where he went. Hallelujah. Because these days, if special Africans, if you make them angry, they've got somewhere they go for you. And after some months, I meet him together with another colleague of our former colleague of ours. Then he is angry, says, yeah, you did not help me. Then I say, I couldn't help you, I still maintain. He says, do you have a witch doctor? No.
Jesus alone.
Then he was angry, says, no, you've got a sangoma.
I said,
no, I don't have it. And you could see he was very angry. And he said, because after we disagreed then, I went to my sangoma and I wanted to make, I asked him that while you are driving on
N4,
120, You must see a snake here so that you roll. He was serious. And he says, the Sangoma told him that, no, I can't access that man. It means he's got another big Sangoma. Then when he said that, then he said, no, then I can explain. Your Sangoma is very small to the one that I have. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. He protects me all the time. You can never access me. So we are not intimidated by the devil. Wherever we go, we are protected. And the security that we have, you can never breach it. Because it has Michael, it has Gabriel, it has all the angels. And for you to be inside, you must repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And accept God as your personal Savior. And then you are allowed in. At that time, your witchcraft tendencies are gone. So we have fear nothing. God bless you. How many bless his name?
Oh,
song. Father, what comes to close with the word of prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Just give us that Zulu one. I think you sang it yesterday.
Gizo Liboka Dina Gizo
Liboka
Emo Gizo
done, O God. Marvelous, O God. O Lord, there's so many things, O God, we can't even count it, O God. Father God, the psalmist right, O God, he says even if the sky should be a piece of paper and the sea ink, O Lord, still it won't be enough, O Lord. Baba siyakubonga. Father God, O Lord, we are grateful, O God. O Lord, we are grateful today, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord, Father God, for your word, O Lord. Heavenly Father God, for O Lord, you are preparing, O God, an army, O Lord.
Yes.
Father God, and today, O God, we are thankful, O God. Father God, that we were set in this class, O God. Father God, because you are fine-tuning this army, O Lord. We say thank you this afternoon, O Lord. O Heavenly Father God, as we go home, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for the angels that you place around us, O God. Father God, we are grateful, O Lord. Father God, but in the same breath we pray, oh God, Father God, give us the character, oh God. Give us the atmosphere, oh God, to be able, oh God, to accommodate these angels around us, oh Lord. Father God, for too many times, oh God, we scare them off, oh Lord. Father God, and today we pray, oh God. Father God, as you came down, O Lord, and you sat with us again at your table, O God, we say thank you, O Lord. Father God, for we are privileged, O God. Father God, for before the foundation of the world, O God, was created, O God. Father God, you knew, O God, that we would be here today, O God. You knew, O God, what it is that we had to hear today, O God. And we say thank you, O Lord. We thank you for our pastor, O God. Father God, keep on inspiring him, O Lord. Use him, O Lord, Father God. Father, for he is an instrument in this time, O God, that we are living in, O God. We pray, O God, that you bless him continuously, O God. We pray, O God, for everyone that was here today, O God. Father God, that you'd be with us, O God, as we go home, O God. Pray for safe traveling mercies, O God. Pray, O God, Father Lord. Father God, that, O Lord, you'd be with us, O God. O Lord, we pray, O God, for each and every one, O Lord. Father God, in our houses, O God. Father God, in our workplaces, O God. Father God, where we come against the enemy, O Lord.
Yes.
Father God, that we will remember this day, O God. That we will remember, O God, where we will fight him from, O Lord.
Exactly.
Father God, for it all begins, Father God, deep in the soul, O God. And we'll fight the enemy from there today, O Lord. We say thank you now, Lord God. We pray, O God, bless the rest of the day, O God. Bless the rest of the week, O God, as we gather again on Wednesday, O God.
Yes.
Father God, we continually, O God, are under expectation, O Lord. Father God, O Lord, for O Lord, we are grateful, O God. Baba siyabonga, O Lord.
Mm.
We are grateful, O God.
Yes.
Father God, ikamalako inamandla, O God.
Mm.
Father God, we believe that, O God. Because, O Lord, in the midst, O God, there are people that are healed, O God.
Exactly.
Father God, there are people, O God, that are in need, O God. Father God, that are victorious, O God.
Exactly.
Father God, we say thank you, O God, that we are associated with that name, O God. The name above all names, O Lord.
Yes.
The name of Jesus.
Exactly.
O Lord, we say thank you, Lord God. We pray now, Lord, as we give you all the honor, Lord, all the glory and the praise, O God, because you alone deserve it, O God. We say thank you now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, O God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Till we meet, God bless you. Have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen.